my friends and fellow animal lovers. Welcome to a new episode of the Story of My Pet podcast. I am your host, as always, Julie Marty Pearson. And today is a very special episode because I will not have a guest. It's going to be a solo episode in order for me to celebrate the second anniversary of the Story of My Pet podcast. I am so beyond grateful to be here still doing this 2 years later. Back in May of 2022, when I recorded my first episode and published it along with my trailer, I had no idea where this journey in podcasting was going to go. Today, I have two podcasts and the Story of My Pet is going strong. I am meeting new pet parents all the time and interviewing them from around the world to tell their stories. Through this journey, I not only have shared so many stories, but I too have learned so much myself. I never imagined when I started how much I was going to learn and how many new amazing people I was going to meet. Honestly, I started the Story of My Pet because I'm a pet lover. I've always had pets. I've always loved animals, been a huge animal advocate. But little did I know, I only knew a little bit about the animal rescue world. And I've learned so much more since starting the podcast from the people that I have interviewed, pet parents, advocates, people who work in animal rescue, who work in animal shelters, who run nonprofit organizations. I really have learned so much from my guests, and I'm so happy to continue this podcast, to continue to educate you, the listeners, on things that I'm learning, things that I have learned, and hearing from people who are on the front lines of animal rescue. In the last 2 years, I myself have now volunteered at my local animal shelter. I have also volunteered with the local dog rescue organization. I have also fostered for my local animal shelter. I've had episodes all about fostering. I've fostered many kittens since I started as a foster, including the litter of six, where my baby Pumpkin, the calico, came from. She became official part of our family after I fostered her and her five siblings. You can hear an episode all about the adventures and fostering that I've had. I also worked for a while at my local shelter. I helped run the offsite dog adoption events on the weekends. Again, being a volunteer and part-time staff, I have learned so much about the reality of what is going on in animal shelters around the country. Where I live in Kern County in California, we are in crisis with the overpopulation, especially of dogs. And I have learned a lot about really what's going on. What we need to keep educating people on the importance of fostering and adoption. We really need people to understand the importance of spay and neutering, how the health benefits, as well as the unwanted litters of dogs and cats that can be avoided by spay and neutering. So much I have learned that from not only from this podcast, but firsthand being in the shelter. And I'm going to continue to tell those stories from my experience, from others who are still out there on the front lines every day, so that we can just keep learning and sharing and supporting the animals so that we can save more. That's what it's all about. So I really wanted to come on today to record this episode, not only to celebrate and share what I've learned, how having this podcast about pets has changed my own life. You're watching this on YouTube. You can see my wall of pets behind me. Some are my own. Some are just art that I love, that I'm inspired by. Wearing my sparkle cat ears to celebrate 2 years of the Story of My Pet. I want to thank you all for listening, for sharing. To some of you listening right now, for being on the podcast and sharing your stories. I know it's not always easy to do that, to share stories of pets we've lost can be hard. But celebrating our pets, past and present, is so important. Helping each other to grieve, helping each other to get through difficult situations, managing health issues of our pets, supporting each other in our efforts as volunteers, as rescuers, as fosters, all the ways that we can support each other and support animal rescue and animal shelters that need us. So if you're listening to this and you have a story that you want to share that you think will inspire others, please let me know. You can check me out on Instagram at The Story of My Pet Podcast. Send me a DM or go to the link in the show notes and you can find my direct email. Let me know what you want to share. If you know someone who works at animal rescue, animal shelters, animal nonprofit related organizations, anything that they're doing to help animals in need and think they should be spotlighted, please let me know. You can DM or email me directly. I am always looking for more amazing people working in animal rescue who want to tell their story and who I can help spotlight and hopefully inspire others to get involved or educate them on an important topic. So please share your ideas, share who you would love to hear on the podcast. And my biggest ask is to just help me continue the podcast. And you can do that in one of five ways. One, by continuing to listen, but make sure you are subscribed and that you download each new episode. That is really important for me and the podcast to show all the different people listening that they've downloaded and listened to each episode. Next, you can share it. You can share the episode with a friend or a family member. You can do that by either sharing the episode directly or following me on Instagram and Facebook and just reposting my posts or directing people to my page. Again, that's at The Story of My Pet Podcast on Instagram and Story of My Pet on Facebook. You can also help the podcast by going to YouTube and subscribing to my YouTube channel. You'll find my channel, Julie Marty Pearson. It's the channel where I host both of my podcasts. And if you subscribe, you will get notifications every time a new episode launches and lands on YouTube. And I will be sharing full video of my interviews for the last several episodes of season 3 on YouTube directly. And I'll be sharing more short videos and clips there as well. So please go to YouTube, Julie Marty Pearson, subscribe to my channel, and you can see all of the upcoming episodes and videos there. Next, if you'd like to support the podcast financially, which I greatly appreciate, you can go to the link in my bio on social or in the show notes of this episode and buy me a coffee. It's as simple as that. You can send me a coffee and that money will go to support the podcast. If you don't know anything about podcasting, it does actually require money to do this. I have to pay for the host site, for the editing software that I use, amongst many other things. And really, the pet podcast is my passion. I'm keeping this podcast going in order to educate and advocate. I want to advocate for the animals in our country, in my local community that need help. And I want to educate people on the importance of spay and neuter, on fostering, adoption, and supporting animal rescue and shelters in your area. But in order to do that, I need help myself financially in order to keep the podcast going. So like I said, click the link, buy me a coffee, and that is a great way to help the podcast. Lastly, there's a new way that you can help the podcast, and this is something that I will be adding to episodes from here on, which are some ads that I will be reading during the episodes. Now, I will never have an ad for something that is not something I actually use myself or use with my pets and can tell you that it works and that it is of value and that you should try it. So I will only be running a few ads and I'll tell you a little bit about the two companies now, but just so you know, these ads will be very short within upcoming episodes. If you want to learn more, you can click the links in the show notes of the episode you're listening to learn more about the ad that I have read. So the first company I'm going to be sharing with you is NuVita. NuVita is a CBD company that I have actually been using for several years off and on. I recently came back to it to try one of their new products. It's a detox bundle that they have that I've used both products of, and they have helped me so much. And we'll talk more about those specifically in the ads when I create them. But NuVita is a CBD company. And what I love about them is they create products not only for me as a human, but they also have a very special pet formula of CBD. And I have used it with my own cat recently. He has a lot of anxiety. He does not want to go into a carrier. If you know, you know. Does not like going to the vet. And having a little bit of that pet formula CBD about 30 minutes before him, it relaxes him, makes him less anxious and less scared of going in the carrier, the car, and to the vet. I learned about Nubita through a friend on Instagram. I have followed her for years and years. Joanne, who you can find at For the Love of Smiley. I followed her years ago when she posted about Smiley, her blind golden retriever who became a therapy dog. And through the years, I feel like I know her, like she's a friend of mine, and she's been using Nubita for years as well. She's who I learned about it years ago and came back to it again when she mentioned it, and she's used it with her pets. So she will be on an upcoming episode to talk all about her experience. She's been a dog trainer and a vet tech and now has a small farm with dogs and cats and horses and a donkey. And she has used CBD with all of them for different reasons. And she will be sharing her experience to give you a little bit of how you might be able to use Nubita's pet formula with your own pets. So I really look forward to that. If this is something that's of interest to you now, please go to the link in the show notes as well as on my social media pages. Go to Nubita, look around. And the best part is you can use my code Julie10 for 10% off your order. There's no minimum purchase, no certain amount you have to buy. And you can use that code every single time you shop Nubita. And that's what I love about them. They always have great deals. And so I am proud to be an affiliate for them. The other company that I will be doing short ads about is Little Words Project. Again, this is a company I have bought from for years and years, at least 5 or 6 years, maybe longer. Probably since pretty soon after they came out, I learned about them and have purchased items from them. It is a jewelry company. Their main product are beaded bracelets, what most people will call friendship bracelets, but I find theirs to be super high quality and they have an amazing variety of colors and gems and all different things. They started out the idea of spreading kindness, and now they are a huge company. They have shops in various places across the United States. You can buy some of their products in Target around the United States, as well as through their website, littlewordprojects.com. Again, I will have it linked in the show notes. And why I love them is because they create all these different types of bracelets with different words or sayings. But they also have custom, so you can choose your color, your type, and put whatever word, date, or words that you want. I use them all the time. I have bought them, many of them myself, for myself. I've also bought them for many friends and family as gifts. This episode is being recorded in early May, right before Mother's Day. It is a great gift option for your mom and for your grandma, your friends, your sisters, anybody. I have them in a variety. I have my name. I have my podcast name on one. I have several with my pets' names on them, which I love. They also have a special collection right now for moms with all different types of moms. Grandma, Nana, all the moms. Cat moms too, dog moms. They also do special collections, helping to raise money for different causes and organizations. They are just a great organization themselves, and I love their products, and I love getting them and giving them as gifts. So check out littlewordprojects.com, link in the show notes, and use my code FURMOM for 15% off your order. Again, no minimum purchase needed, and you can use the code more than once. They ship very quickly, and it is a great idea for gifts, for Mother's Day, for graduations, birthdays. Anyone I know would be happy to get one of their bracelets. So again, thank you so much for being here, for listening to this episode, for being here on this journey with me, for the story of my pet for the last 2 years. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your stories, for suggesting guests, for telling me about organizations to follow, and continue to do that. I hope you continue to listen to the podcast, subscribe, share it with friends and family. And if you love it, please support it. One of the ways I've mentioned in this episode, and I cannot wait to share more inspiring pet stories with you in the episodes to come, hopefully for many years to come. Thank you, my friend and fellow animal lover, for being here and supporting the podcast. Much love to you and your pets. Thank you, my friend, for being here and listening to this episode of the Story of My Pet podcast. I hope you were inspired and touched by this amazing pet story, and I hope you come back to listen to more episodes soon. Make sure you don't miss any new episodes by clicking subscribe wherever you are listening to this podcast right now. Want to help the podcast grow? Then hit rating and review wherever you are listening to this podcast. Every review helps get the podcast in front of more people and heard by more listeners so that the podcast can inspire more people to rescue, foster, and adopt animals in need today. Thank you so much for being here, and much love to you and your pets.